'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Because you can't.
Here we are. On January 31st, 2017, this is the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We invite your phone calls at area code 800-313-9443. George, thank you for joining us tonight. George in Maryland is with us.
Good to be here, James. I'm enjoying watching the second week of the Trump counter-revolution.
And that counter-revolution's hit another high note today. Folks in the audience, you may have noticed it on your TV screens or radios in the last hour. Neil Gorsuch, nominated by Donald Trump to be our next Justice of the Supreme Court, replacing Antonin Scalia. And I like this guy. I like his wife. And we'll hear a few words from him in a moment. If you haven't heard him yet, he will impress you. Donald Trump, I think, hit another home run over the center field fence with Neil Gorsuch, and he should have no trouble getting confirmed, which is very important. We don't need a one-year-long struggle right at the beginning over Donald Trump's first Supreme Court appointment. I think this guy has it nailed. He's got the credentials. He's got the experience. He's got everything. And the only thing that Democrats can pin on him is he loves our Constitution. That's the only indictment they have. I don't think that one's going to slow him down much. Let's go. Let's listen to Donald Trump here in just a moment. That phone number again is 800-313-9443 if you want to call in. Let's listen to Donald Trump nominating our new Justice Gorsuch, and let's listen to his very gracious acceptance of that nomination. Here he is. And let's see, let's go to the right to the beginning here at the White House. Let's see here. There we go. Get it right to the beginning of the video here. I think Donald Trump, I think the assembled press here, you know, in a great sense of drama, Donald Trump, they didn't know who he was going to nominate, I don't think. Neil and his wife Louise were in the audience. That might have been a tip-off to those who recognized him. Steve Bannon was there, standing along the side. And here they come, right here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. When Justice Scalia passed away suddenly last February, I made a promise to the American people If I were elected president, I would find the very best judge in the country for the Supreme Court. I promise to select someone who respects our laws and is representative of our Constitution and who loves our Constitution, and someone who will interpret them as written. This may be the most transparent judicial selection process in history. Months ago, as a candidate, I publicly presented a list of brilliant and accomplished people to the American electorate and pledged to make my choice from among that list. Millions of voters said this was the single most important issue to them when they voted for me for president. I am a man of my word. I will do as I say, something that the American people have been asking for from Washington for a very, very long time. Today.
What an indictment.
Thank you. Today, I am keeping another promise to the American people by nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch of the United States Supreme Court to be of the United States Supreme Court. And I would like to ask Judge Gorsuch and his wonderful wife, Louise, to please step forward. Please, Louise, Judge. Here they come. Here they come.
A great looking couple. It's all American.
So was that a surprise? Was it?
Great smile on his wife.
I have always felt that after the defense of our nation, the most important decision a president of the United States can make is the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. Depending on their age, a justice can be active for 50 years, and his or her decisions can last a century or more and can often be permanent. I took the task of this nomination very seriously. I have selected an individual whose qualities define, really, and I mean closely define, what we're looking for. Judge Gorsuch has outstanding legal skills, a brilliant mind, tremendous discipline, and has earned bipartisan support. When he was nominated to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, he was confirmed by the Senate unanimously. Also, that's unanimous. Can you believe that nowadays with what's going on?
Smart move.
Does that happen anymore? Does it happen? I think it's going to happen, maybe again. Also with us tonight is Maureen Scalia, a woman loved by her husband and deeply respected by all. I am so happy she is with us. Where is Maureen? Please, stand up. Thank you, Maureen.
What a nice touch.
Thank you, Maureen. She is really the ultimate representative of the late, great Justice Antonin Scalia, whose image and genius was in my mind throughout the decision-making process. Not only are we looking at the writings of the nominee, and I studied them closely, but he is said to be among the finest and most brilliant, oftentimes the writings of any judge for a long, long time. And his academic credentials, something very important to me, and that education has always been a priority, are as good as I have ever seen.
Now I have to pause.
He received
right there.
His undergraduate degree from Columbia with honors. He then received his law degree.
I have to pause right there. Just for lack of time. And then we're going to hear from Judge Gorsuch also. But George, isn't this impressive?
I'm enjoying all that Donald Trump's got to do is just push ahead with his daily agenda. Let him filibuster, let him riot, let him do anything they want.
Well,
America
I like
is
it.
Not paying attention to the other side.
Yeah, I like that Neil Gorsuch was approved unanimously by the Senate for his appeals court appointment. So these very same people who approved Gorsuch unanimously, they're going to have a hard time now backpedaling and saying they don't like him. So
explaining that, right?
They got a lot of splaining to do there over on the Democratic side. So so let's listen to him. Now, this guy is so eloquent, folks. Beautiful wife, beautiful couple. I mean, just as I said, all American. Let me just see here. Here he is giving his thank you to the president. Let's see here. Here he is. This is Neil Gorsuch.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, you and your team have shown me great courtesy in this process. And you've entrusted me with a most solemn assignment. Standing here in a house of history and acutely aware of my own imperfections, I pledge that if I am confirmed, I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great country. For the last decade, I've worked as a federal judge in a court that spans six western states, serving about 20% of the continental United States and about 18 million people. The men and women I've worked with at every level in our circuit are an inspiration to me. I've watched them fearlessly tending to the rule of law, enforcing the promises of our Constitution, and living out daily their judicial oaths to administer justice equally to rich and poor alike. Following the law as they find it, and without respect to their personal political beliefs. I think of them tonight. Of course, the Supreme Court's work is vital not just to a region of the country, but to the whole, vital to the protection of the people's liberties under law and to the continuity of our Constitution, the greatest charter of human liberty the world has ever known. The towering judges that have served in this particular seat of the Supreme Court, including Antonin Scalia and Robert Jackson, are much in my mind at this moment. Justice Scalia was a lion of the law. Agree or disagree with him, all of his colleagues on the bench cherish his wisdom and his humor. And like them, I miss him. I began my legal career working for Byron White, the last Coloradan to serve on the Supreme Court, and the only justice to lead the NFL in rushing. He was one of those,
and it just gets better from there, folks. I didn't know Byron White had led the NFL in rushing, but
he did.
Well,
Byron Whizzer White.
So, what a resume! What a guy! And you can tell just listening to the authoritative tone of his voice and his presence that he will be a strong force on the court, like his predecessor Antonin Scalia. And you could hear the hitch in his voice as he said, "I will miss him," about Justice Scalia. I thought that was a wonderful, typical Donald Trump touch to have Mrs. Scalia right there in the audience, and to have said earlier in the week that Donald Trump talked to Mrs. Scalia and conferred with her about the right replacement for her husband. Donald Trump, he's a genius. This is just beautifully done. And if I'm on the other side, I'm going, well, we boxed out once again. We're boxed out by the master, Donald Trump.
So is Sally Yates. Sally baby.
Well,
you know who she is?
No, I don't.
Sally baby, that is the deputy attorney general what got fired by Donald Trump.
Oh, nice. Oh,
for disobeying his order to enforce immigration laws at Kennedy Airport. She gone, baby. There's a great article of it right here in RBN.
Okay.
Kudos to the RBN staff, came from the Chicago Tribune. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates speaks during a news conference. She was fired and replaced by longtime federal prosecutor Dana Buente, who was sworn in privately late Monday.
Ah, so, nice.
The new president fires people who suck.
Yeah, I heard about the firing. I wasn't familiar with her name.
She looks sort of like a very unhappy version of Mary Tyler Moore.
Well, Neil Gorsuch's wife looks like a very happy version of Mary Tyler Moore. So that's great. You're fired. We said, you know, we anticipated Donald Trump, of course, would bring that.
You know, anticipated that. We were talking about it on Sunday, going, the judge has defied Donald Trump, and it's a federal judge. It didn't take, that person carried their job one more day. I'd say about 33 hours later, she was fired. Welcome to a real president.
Yeah, exactly.
Sally, bye.
Beautiful. Let's take a phone call here. Our old buddy Jeff. Jeff, you're on the air in Chicago. Come in, Jeff. I think Jeff's there. Come in, Jeff.
Seems like we have another virtual caller there.
Okay, Jeff. Here, let's just listen to another couple seconds here. Neil Gorsuch, he is. Let's go a little later in his presentation. Here he is.
Smartest and most courageous men I've ever known. When Justice White retired, he gave me the chance to work for Justice Kennedy as well. Justice Kennedy was incredibly welcoming and gracious. And like Justice White, he taught me so much. I am forever grateful. And if you've ever met Judge David Sentell, you'll know just how lucky I was to land a clerkship with him right out of school. Thank you. These judges brought me up in the law. Truly, I would not be here without them. Today is as much their day as it is mine. In the balance of my professional life, I've had the privilege of working as a practicing lawyer and teacher. I've enjoyed wonderful colleagues whose support means so much to me at this moment, as it has year in and year out. Practicing in the trial work trenches of the law, I saw too that when we judges don our robes, it doesn't make us any smarter. But it does serve as a reminder of what's expected of us. Impartiality and independence, collegiality and courage. As this process now moves to the Senate, I look forward to speaking with members from both sides of the aisle, to answering their questions and to hearing their concerns. I consider the United States Senate the greatest deliberative body in the world, and I respect the important role the Constitution affords it in the confirmation of our judges. I respect, too, the fact that in our legal order, it is for Congress and not the courts to write new laws. It is the role of judges to apply, not alter, the work of the people's representatives.
Bingo. That's what we were waiting for, folks, right there. And that's, of course, what the Democrats do not accept. They do not like that, but too bad. Like Antonin Scalia, our new Justice Gorsuch is an original constructionist. We'll be right back with Jeff and William in Montana right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks.
Boy, during the break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. And the Trump Phenomenon delivered once again today with the appointment of Neil Gorsuch nomination as a Supreme Court Justice. George, I brushed up on my wizard white here for whom Neil Gorsuch clerked. And what a career. Lieutenant commander in the Navy in 1942, wanted to be a Marine, but couldn't make the cut because he was colorblind. As a rookie in the NFL for the Pittsburgh NFL team, he led the league in rushing, played for Colorado in an undefeated season. What a guy to clerk for. Died in 2002. I was born on my birthday, June 8th, in 1917, and died in 2002.
Now, it's a long way down from Wizard White to the various Democratic judges we suffer with today.
Yeah, and to make – he's a great model for longevity on the court, too. He was the 12th longest-serving justice in Supreme Court history died at the age of 84. And I don't know what age he was when he was appointed, but if 84 years old, if Neil Gorsuch lives to be 84, he will be on the Supreme Court. He's 49 now. He will be on the Supreme Court 35 years, folks. I like that. And he'll be a force, you know, for us for 35, you know. So when Donald Trump said this is after being commander-in-chief, the most important responsibility of a president appointing Supreme Court justices, this will go on long past Donald Trump's tenure in the White House. And so Donald Trump will have served to guard our people and our freedom for if he lasts that long. But he could last longer. 35 years, 84 is not that old an age.
Trump did a masterful job again. He picked the guy, like you said. He was unanimously approved by dozens and dozens, and did I say dozens, of lefty Democrats.
Yes. So they're
now we're going to filibuster him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he, and you just heard him say, here, let's listen to a little bit more. You just heard him say, the original constructionist, strict constructionist, original intent argument of Justice Scalia. And of course, that all works to the benefit of patriots. Here he is. He's just another minute of Neil Gorsuch.
A judge who likes every outcome he reaches is very likely a bad judge, stretching for results he prefers rather than those the law demands. I am so thankful tonight for my family, my friends, and my faith. These are the things that keep me grounded at life's peaks.
Neil Gorsuch is an Episcopalian, and he went to a school at the Jesuit school at Georgetown.
And it sustained me in its valleys. To Louise, my incredible wife and companion of 20 years, my cherished daughters who are watching on TV, and all my family and friends, I cannot thank you enough for your love and for your prayers. I could not attempt this without you. Mr. President, I am honored and I am humbled. Thank you very much.
Ah, what a nice couple. That's great. There we go. Well, let's go to our callers here, and let's start out with engineer. Let's start out with William in Montana.
Good evening, James and George. Well, George and I were on the same, channel. Oh, here's the music.
Yeah, there's
both
the music.
Both wanted to celebrate getting rid of that woman as acting, attorney general. So,
We'll celebrate on the other side of this break. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, I'm Suzanne
Mulva. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Provide.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back and with us, Jeff's holding it from Chicago, but with us now from Montana is William. And William, the microphone is yours.
Yeah, like I said, we don't have to go over Yates' removal again. George has already done that, but it was very strange. I mean, she was tweeting a whole bunch of stuff, and basically she was saying that, one of my obligations is to make sure that we always seek justice and stand for what is right. And then she went on, she said, I'm not convinced that the defense of an executive order is consistent with those responsibilities I have. I mean, a complete nutcase. Complete nutcase. It's like, oh, I'm here, you know, he's the president, but I'm the acting attorney general. It's just like, where did they get this woman? Anyway.
But I'm with George. Quick action. Executive speed fire.
Yeah, I loved it because it sent a message to everybody, like all the rest of the obstructionists. That's what Trump called them, Democratic obstructionists, that there's a new boss in town. One of the things I wanted to talk about is I've been – you know, really delving into the press in Russia. And it really sort of seeing how they have a different take on things than we do probably could really help us decide what we should cover and what we shouldn't cover. And if you will allow me, I'll just go over quickly one thing, the difference between them and us. And one of the things, you know, when Trump said that he had, almost immediately after he was sworn in, there was a huge panic in D.C., and they were saying, you know, what happens if he removes the punitive sanctions against Moscow? What's going to happen? And there was total panic. People in the Congress tried to, like, pass legislation that would prohibit Trump, from doing that. All the lamestream media was saying, you know, well, if he cancels any of those sanctions, it proves that he's Putin's puppet. And so now we go over to the Russian side, and the Russians weren't concerned about this at all. They said, you know, that actually Putin wasn't probably in a rush to have sanctions removed because the sanctions have actually helped Russian economy. You know, the ruble certainly took a hit in 2014. But one of the things that it did is it really gave a reason to promote buy Russian first. You know, and so they haven't been hurt by these sanctions as much. You could almost say that some European countries were more hurt by these sanctions. And so Putin, his position is basically like, let's let these ride because, you know, now the ruble is bounced back. It's one of the best performing currencies in the world. And he basically said, let's let it ride. And so, also his spokesman today said it wasn't even talked about in the conversation they had. So here's two contrasts. You know, there's the panic, like what happens if President Trump does what he said he was going to do, you know, which is try to foster better relationships between the U.S. and Russia. You know, and the Russians saying, you know, that really isn't much of an issue. It may sound like it should be. But it actually isn't because they have a much more intelligent understanding of all the conditions that are around that issue. So I think we could take a lesson from that and learn not to chase after all of these people. I mean, all of these people in the street, I mean, they're kind of like annoying dogs. You know, they're yapping at your heels, but they're basically harmless, and they're on their way out.
Well, I like that you are our man in Moscow, William. And going forward, there will be, a wonderful love boat relationship between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, and a great relationship between our people and our Russian cousins. So it would be great to have you studying the Russian scene. And as you say, I love that different perspective in Russia where the idea of nationalism has, I think, maybe taken firmer root than it has here, and we can really benefit from that.
And that's happening all through Europe. All of these people who are coming to the fore have pretty much said, hey, we have to stand on our own. You know, this EU idea was kind of interesting, but we didn't know how much we were going to have to give up of our basic natures. You know, and each of these countries in Europe have very significant qualities, very distinguishing qualities, and these have almost been the attempt to eliminate them, and then the people say, what is left when we become just this mishmash? And so this whole thing of nations, actually, you know, we don't want to have a global mess or a mishmash. You know, we want to have distinctions, and we want to have cooperation based upon mutual respect. And I think that's what Trump is giving to us.
Yes, and something, an agreement called the Schengen Agreement, S-C-H-E-N-G-E-N, folks. The Schengen Agreement is the stake through the heart for Europe. I think it was signed in 1990, the most recent aspect of the Schengen Agreement. And what was done thereby is that European nations, the members of the EU, gave up their sovereignty. They gave up their borders. they agreed to let the EU periphery be their border, supervised, run by the EU. And that's what you heard Marine Le Pen yesterday in French, and I was translating. She was so irate speaking to the European Union, the European Parliament, as a member of the European Parliament, that she was saying, we want our sovereignty back. We in France, we're taking it back. That's what's happening all over Europe. And that's what we're doing here in America. But the Europeans gave up their sovereignty in the Schengen Agreement. And they created something called the Schengen Zone. And you don't want to, if you're a nationalist, you don't want to be living in a Schengen Zone. As they, starting with the British exit from the European Union itself, you'll see other nations. The French have already announced that unilaterally they are going to exit from the Schengen Agreement. And the here's more good news, folks. Another way in which the Trump phenomenon is reverberating to our benefit. Other candidates in the French election than Marine Le Pen have now announced they want out of the Schengen zone. And they're saying things they would never have said before. It's being forced by Donald Trump, the popularity of Donald Trump, and the popular firestorm that Donald Trump has ignited. So you're seeing all sorts of politicians saying things they've never said before, in addition to politicians like leaders, great spokesmen like Marine Le Pen, who are saying what they've been saying all along. But now we have people who never said these things before trying to sound like Donald Trump. Go ahead, William.
Well, no, I just find that looking at another perspective really gives you a better understanding of your own position. And that's where I feel that the Russians and Putin has a role to play, because they are not Europe, although they are very important, for the well-being of Europe. Like, in many respects, the lifting of sanctions is really more of an issue of how can we help Europe to come to their senses. Because they, in following these ridiculous sanctions against Russia, that especially the ones that Obama put on, they have really shot themselves in the foot. And so, with Putin and Trump working together, one of the biggest beneficiaries will be the European countries as they come to their senses.
Yeah, and you can be sure that our new Secretary of State, as soon as he's confirmed, Rex Tillerson, he will be getting rid of those sanctions. He has done mega billion-dollar deals already with the Russian government and Vladimir Putin. So he knows the ins and outs here of the Russian trade scene better than anyone. So he'll be a very fast starter in getting the sanctions against Russia lifted.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, William. And I love that you're covering the Russian scene for us. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to our good friend Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, greetings, James and George, my fellow travelers. Before I make my 2 points, I want to say thanks to William in Montana. I think he should, get a YouTube channel or an agent, because he's got the great voice to do the Russian impersonations. I mean, I love it. I love when he does that stuff. So,
Vladimir Putin, who does call in occasionally to the show, is in Wisconsin. He also goes by the name Bill in Wisconsin. Is our Vladimir Putin. William in Montana, is our man in Moscow.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. So I called in to make 2 points. I don't have TV reception, so I have to watch YouTube for stuff. And I wanted to point out to people, I know I'm speaking to the choir for a lot of people, but there are probably some snowflakes here or some spies that are going on. But I wanted to point out, when I watched my president walk out to the podium tonight to announce his Supreme Court nominee, did you notice that he wasn't reading from notes or note cards? He was looking at everybody. He had this in his mind. He didn't need to be prompted by notes on the podium.
Okay? He's a genius, Jeff.
Absolutely. He is a mental giant, okay? He knows what he wants. He's got it in his mind, and he's going to tell people that. He doesn't need to write it down on note cards.
You notice that he mentioned that he had studied and carefully read the decisions of some of the decisions of Neil Gorsuch.
Yes. And that's why I know I'm harping to the choir here, but he is easily the greatest president since Ronald Reagan, and maybe will surpass him after his first 4 years.
I think he will be remembered as the greatest president in American history.
I'll give you that, but we have to wait and see. You know, I hope he is, but there are metaphysical reasons that you are right, James, that I can't go into here now. But there are metaphysical reasons that Donald Trump is anchored to America the way most Americans have no clue right now. That he is truly, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. And it's going to play out.
Jefferson was a genius like Trump. I've cited it before on the air here that John Kennedy had a room full of Nobel laureates in the Oval Office there, which is now Donald Trump's office. And he was seated at the same desk. John Kennedy was seated at the same desk that Donald Trump now sits at. Donald Trump has Kennedy's desk there in the Oval Office, the one that John played under. And the Kennedy famously made the comment to all these Nobel laureates that there was more brain power gathered there in the Oval Office than had ever occupied the Oval Office since Thomas Jefferson sat at this desk alone.
And respectfully, the Nobel Peace Prize is no longer, it's a joke. After giving it to Kenyan is super,
the other Nobel Prize.
He's killed thousands of people. Yeah, so what? Yeah. But I digress.
The Peace Prize is separate. The Peace Prize is out of Oslo. The prize in the sciences is out of Stockholm, and that still is quite valid. And one of the things that makes Trump why I think he will be the greatest president in American history. Jefferson was a towering genius, but the moment in the history of our people, of our race, of our kind, Trump faces is more critical than the one that Jefferson or Washington faced. And, they did brilliant work at what they did in our tiny fledgling nation, creating this wonderful constitution, which Neil Gorsuch and Donald Trump will uphold, and the original intent of which they will uphold. So there's a great connection between Jefferson and Trump and Gorsuch.
Nowadays we have the internet and we can defeat the evil ones. All right, so my second point is, I have never heard of this Gorsuch person. And then watching the lead-up to the announcement, Gorsuch was a pal with Scalia. They went fly fishing together. There's pictures on the internet of them riding, fly fishing and stuff. So he's a pal.
Yeah, and you could hear his voice broke when he said, "I miss him."
Yes, and he... Well, he's going to be a great. I'm sad that Andrew Napolitano or Justice Janice Rogers-Baum wasn't nominated. But this guy seemed to be good. He seemed to be good.
Yeah.
If the demon rats want to, if they want to try and obstruct him, it's only going to hurt them more in 2018. Remember, there's 25 demo rat seats up for re-election in the Senate. Okay, and there's at least 10 that are going to go Republican. Okay, that means 62 Republican Senates. I mean, Chucky Schumer, who was crying crocodile tears the other night, dude, You're going down, man. You're going down. You're going to be, the Democrat Party is going to be put into the dustbin of history.
Yeah. A listener to the show, Jeff, a listener to the show called me today and said that apparently there are a lot of empty federal judgeships right now. Just a beautiful opportunity.
There's 104. Yeah.
A beautiful opportunity for Donald Trump, and the best explanation I have is that our enemies were so convinced that they were going to continue in the White House after Obama. How could Donald Trump beat their champion, Hillary Clinton? They were so sure of this, they left those seats vacant and sure that they were going to get to fill them. I love it. It'll be Donald Trump.
This infestation that started 60 years ago.
We got the music. We're facing the music, Jeff. So we will come back after this music with our last segment. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm going to come back early here, folks. Pardon me, Merle. I'm going to cut in on Merle's music a little bit there so we can get a little extra into our last segment here. I want to give one a news item here that you'll enjoy out there. Featured on Matt Drudge today is the item that, let me find it here, to hit the right tabs, that it is rumored that 900 State Department employees are having a hard time with Donald Trump's decision to enforce our borders. About 900 U.S. State Department officials signed an internal dissent memo protesting a travel ban by U.S. President Donald Trump on refugees from seven Muslim-majority countries. A source familiar with the document said on Tuesday, in a rebellion against the new president's policies. And let's see, Sean Spicer has a good quote. Let me come up with this. He says, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said on Monday he was aware of the memo but warned career diplomats that they should, quote, either get with the program or they can go, unquote. and here's now what do we got going here? If 900 people, you think that's a lot of people? Well, put it in context. Over in Foggy Bottom near the river, the State Department has 1,400,000 square feet in the what's now called the Harry Truman Building, 8,000 employees, 34,000 fluorescent lights, 1.4 million square feet of space. So 900 is not that many, really, in that building. I like Sean Spicer, and I say they can join Sally Yates. What do you say, George?
Again, we'll be talking about this a long time, but I couldn't be more delighted to see the civil service finally get its comeuppance. It has been a cesspool for the last 10 years. Disgusting. It was even worse during Clinton. And I hope all 900 of them go away. I know a couple of friends in the Justice Department. They're thrilled that Sally the Idiot is gone. They sure as hell don't miss Eric Holder. So Donald Trump, you know, this is a chance. I mean, the civil service is a very powerful organization as a whole. Clean it up. Been there, done that. It is filled with weasels. Let's make it work for a change. America will do much better.
Yeah, and folks, so Rex Tillerson is you know, their new boss, and the you know, this is just this. What do they say? Drain the swamp. Trump said in the primaries, drain the swamp. And so here, Foggy Bottom, I guess it got that name for the fog that would accumulate there in that old neighborhood.
That is true.
And
there's no metro stop anywhere near the State Department. So they have to walk through the fog to get to work. Maybe that's what's wrong with them, Jay.
Well, I think it's the 34,000 fluorescent light bulbs.
They should use LED.
We'll be back with you folks tomorrow for more of the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.